Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're just so delighted to be here. I'm not sure how it is where you are, but it's a bit overcast here today. But nonetheless, it's still a beautiful day. I just want to welcome you to our show today. It's so wonderful when you have people that take time out of their day to stop and listen to the show. We appreciate that. We value that. I just want you to know how much we appreciate it. There's so much that you can be doing throughout your day, but you take time to listen to our show, and we do not take that for granted. I just want to say thank you for that. If you're new to the show, we want to welcome you as well. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again today, to all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one, I just love, 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 love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And to those who may be new, as we've already said, welcome. Welcome to the show. And if you're new to the show, I want to share with you the mission of the show. We bring programming and information that relates to branding, sales, networking. We've done a series on leadership, business planning, starting your own business, business development. We've been programming that can assist you as it relates to your business or building a business, and we do our best to make sure that the information is enlightening, that it's informative, and that it entertains. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening online and you have a question, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872. Push option 1 and you will be put into the queue for questions. For those who may already be dialed in, push option 1 and you will be put into the queue for questions as well. On today's show, we are sharing what you can do at home with your children if you want them to get good jobs. Another topic, especially for businesses, is preparing for digital change in your company. When we come back, we are going to dive into those topics. So once again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted that you are here. We are going to dive right in. And, you know, there was a topic that I thought was so interesting, and I want to share it with you today. You know, if you're at home, if you have children, and you're really concerned about them getting good jobs when they get older, a study has been done in regards to that. And as you know, organizations and companies that have been out there for years are having to let go of some of their workers. A lot of their workers are having to close down stores due to the economic environment, of the world today and the way things have changed, a study has been done in regards to some of the remedies that companies offer to keep employees, such as retraining workers, designing new social contracts that encourage companies to factor in the needs of workers along with maximizing, of course, shareholder value, which is important. But there's a group of CEOs that have looked a bit further down the supply chain, and they are doing their best to offer scientific ground for play. P-L-A-Y, that's right, play, helping children play more. They're taking a look at this problem, and they're wanting to talk about it and put more energy into it. And I know some of you are probably thinking, well, children already play a lot, or do they? I remember when I was coming up, we had, and of course I'm sure they still do, recess and breaks. We had all kinds of things like that, and it was nice. But let me share with you a little bit about this study. As I mentioned to you already, CEOs are really talking about this. They're taking a look at play, helping children to play more, and they really feel that this is going to equip them to be relevant to the workplace, and not only the workplace, but to society as well. And according to John Goodwin, CEO of the Lego Foundation, play is very crucial to children being successful and getting jobs. So what kind of research has been done and what is it showing? Well, the research that has been done shows that play is very crucial in establishing foundations for social learning, emotional learning, and academic learning. You know, things like dressing up as a favorite character, building imaginary cities with blocks, helps to cultivate a child's creativity. And not only that, also to develop emotional intelligence and regulation. This study has shown that not only does it help them to build creativity and emotional intelligence, but empathy, which is the very skill that robots cannot replace. Robots can do a lot of things. They can be very helpful in a lot of areas, but robots do not have the ability to empathize with others. This notion of allowing children to play more is actually catching on, because play appears to be primary and the way that you learn how to understand and experience the world around you. Not only that, but laying the foundation for imaginative problem solving starts very early with children. Starts very early. Allowing children to play more can be very instrumental when they're ready to find jobs. This group is hoping to focus on government schools, parents, and all those who seem to undervalue the importance of play. It may be because enough studies have not been done that show the correlation between play and getting really good jobs. And because children are not looked at as economic capital, it may be that things like play are not really invested in. We want children to develop their own creativeness. We want them to develop academically. We want them to develop physically. But taking a look at how real play can allow children to be prepared as future workers is a study that many are looking at. They're looking at the science of play. researchers have identified various categories of play that they think are integral for children. The categories of physical play, constructive play, imaginative play, dramatic play, and games that have rules help children to develop in basically three domains. We've mentioned the physical, the social, emotional, and cognitive development. Imaginative play, such as drawing, playing with water, creative movement, allows children to communicate and also experiment with reality, all of which you will need when you decide to go into the work world. Also, building with blocks or cardboard helps to develop their fine motor skills. It also helps children to develop resilience. Not only that, but it assists them in starting to reason and solve problems. Chasing, hiding, jumping, and wrestling helps them to build their gross motor skills. Gross motor skills, of course, help with crawling, walking, running. It assists in persevere and to think. Exercise helps with memory consolidation. The other area of dramatic play, like dressing up or role-playing, using puppets, storytelling, it helps children with emotional regulation and critical relationship skills, which includes empathy, learning how to cooperate with others, and negotiation skills. Play builds on the skills that are needed for adults when they are interacting with people at work. This is one of the reasons why this group is doing its best to show that play is very critical to children. Not only is it critical to children, but this group also feels that if you want your children to get a good job, you might need to let them play more. Let them play. And I must admit, I enjoyed playing when I was younger. And all of the skills that were mentioned, the dramatic play, creative play, all those types of plays, I remember doing all of those things as a child and loved it. And we were encouraged to play. If you have youngsters or children, or you teach or you work with youth groups, those skills that they're developing are skills that will be needed because we are what? Relational. We deal with people, and it's good to have good people skills when you're working. In fact, I remember reading a study where it was talking about how a lot of youth today have difficulty dealing with difficult people. If you've been in the work world long enough, you know you will encounter difficult people. So allow your children to play. Allow your teacher, if your parents, allow them to play. Give them a variety of things to do. If you miss those, let me share with you one more time some of the types of play that you may want to allow your children to do. Imaginative play, building with blocks or cardboard. The next, chasing, hiding, jumping, wrestling, and dramatic play, dressing up, role play, playing with puppets, storytelling. All of these are helpful in helping your children to possibly get a good job when they grow up. When we come back from this break, we're going to dive into why it's important that you prepare for digital transformation. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted that you took time out of your day to join me on the show today. Well, we just talked about the importance of play in helping children to possibly get good jobs when they get older. But you know what? While I was on a break, I was thinking, I still like to play. When you are working all the time, you're involved in so many things that you forget and don't have fun. Well, not only is it important for youngsters to have a good time, children to have a good time, but adults need to have a good time too. Get out, play, exercise, run, jog, wrestle, play games, read stories, tell stories to children. And I know some of you, you know, in the school system or the daycare or to your children or grandchildren, do things that are enjoyable as well, because not only does it help you physically, but it also helps you to stimulate your brain. And it stimulates that part of you that empathizes with people. And it allows you to loosen up. And sometimes when you work so much, you're tense, you're stressed. But take time out to have fun. Play a little bit. And, you know, when we went on our break, I said when we came back that we were going to talk about preparing for digital change. If you're a business owner or if you work for a company, CEOs, managers look at IT as a cost factor that strains resources. But believe it or not, technology, digital technology, can sometimes help you save money, be a lifesaver to your company. And what typically happens is many organizations are not able to, or they choose not to keep up with advances in technology because they think it's really challenging. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be as challenging as most CEOs think it is. If you're thinking about digital change or digital transformation, it's not always the digital part of it that's the hardest part. Typically, the hardest part is the transformation. A lot of CEOs and managers are afraid of change. But technology and the solutions are evolving, and they're evolving together. Companies are able to do things that they could dream of doing years ago. As you probably know, those organizations that establish digital technology and leadership give themselves an edge in this economy, especially as it relates to speed, efficiency, and being flexible. But in order to do that, you have to have the mindset that it's okay to spend money in digital technology. The power of digital transformation has been huge, not only for companies, but also in various countries as well. Companies starting to integrate operations among many of their facilities across India have implemented call centers, mobile device deployments. The companies are doing innovative things that they hadn't done years ago, and they are seeing their revenue skyrocket as a result because their speed and efficiency has improved. And that's basically what technology can help you to do. If you would like to take a look at your digital structure, your IT structure, start simple. Keep it simple. Don't try to do too much at one time. There are companies that can consult you on what type of changes may be best for you at the stage of your business. Just want to encourage you to consider looking at technological advances and how they can help you to be more productive and efficient. Changes are taking place in what's called cloud and flash technology. We talked about that on one of our previous shows. flash as the technology has moved from being like a niche to almost a mainstream thing now. When it comes to deciding what type of technology you want to include in your company, it really is about performance. Those companies that can perform the fastest, that can change the fastest, that can get their customers information the quickest, and can recover from any type of technological crash or computer crash, those who can recover faster, those are the ones who are getting the business. You're getting the business. So just want to encourage you, if you're starting a business or if you have a business, don't forget, try your best to keep up with the technological changes, the digital changes that are taking place. If you're not doing your best to keep up, you're not going to advance as quickly, and the competition may come in and take your customers. Customers want information when, where, and the way they want it. Technology is a beautiful thing. Sometimes it's scary, but if you want your company to surpass other companies, you might need to prepare. And digital transformation, believe it or not, sometimes it's not as scary as it sounds, and it's not as hard as it sounds. So take it slow and keep it simple. When we come back, I will give you my closing words. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to thank you so much for taking time to join me today. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to listen to my show. Thank you so much to all my faithful listeners. Thank you for those who may be new to the show. Thank you so much. And I just want to leave you with this. My dad told me years ago when I was looking to start my own business, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I did. I took his advice. And you know what? He was right. It helped me so much. And so I'm going to pass that along to you today. If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I also want to encourage you to listen to our other show, which is on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock, This Everyday Life. Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, called This Everyday Life. We'd love for you to join us. And once again, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. This is Sharon.